Let's talk about the real reason why women entrepreneurs aren't achieving a stress-free, profitable business. If you're into divine feminine and masculine energies, then this episode is for you. So keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy, along with human design and your gene keys, to optimize your business performance and results. Hey, before we dive in, have you checked out my workbook called The 7 Steps to Creating a Profitable Business Using CEO Power Planning and Feminine Energy? If not, I highly recommend that you do so. It's now available on Amazon, or you can get it at my shop at vanessaannmiller.com/shop. The reason why you want to get this is that if you are struggling to create consistent content, or maybe your marketing message is all over the place, or maybe you're attracting the wrong people, this workbook has over 88 clarifying questions that give you so many braingasms, so many aha moments that you realize all the ways that you can make your business more effective and efficient. And who doesn't like to be more effective and efficient? Because you know what that means? That means that you're making more money on less time. So make sure you head over to the show notes to grab your copy or look for it on Amazon today. Look, I get it. You're passionate and driven, yet you find yourself overwhelmed and far from the thriving, balanced business you dream of. You envision a business that not only brings in consistent revenue, but also allows you ample time for yourself and your family. So what is the disconnect? My dear friend, you might be stuck in a distorted feminine or distorted masculine energy. In this episode, we're going to dive deeper into that, but let's talk about what does that even mean? Let's first cover distorted energies. Distorted energies represent an imbalance in how we manage our inner strengths and our traits. When we talk about distorted feminine and masculine energies, we're referring to the exaggerated or misaligned aspects of these qualities, which can hinder personal and professional growth. Distorted energies are unbalanced traits that emerge when we're driven by fear or past dramas. Divine energies represent our traits at their best, so balanced and aligned with our deepest values. Operating from this space enhances leadership, decision-making, and fosters a supportive work culture. The goal for women entrepreneurs is to integrate these divine energies. By embracing both, you can lead with courage and confidence while staying true to your intuition and your empathy. This balance is crucial for sustainability and success. It allows you to build a business that doesn't just thrive on the surface, but is deeply fulfilling and aligned with your highest values. When we have unresolved trauma, our bodies get used to being in fight or flight. This prohibits us from thinking straight and clearly. It literally reduces the gray matter in our prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for logic and reasoning. And when we're in this fight or flight, it puts us in these distorted energies. I will go over some specific examples of how this shows up in our life and business, but for now, I will do an overarching review. The fight or flight response is often linked back to the caveman days. They said that in order for cavemen to survive, they would stand and fight or they would flee. And now, as we evolve with our science and our studies, we've added the fawn or freeze to the fight or flight response. And how it shows up in every day is, you know, when we are triggered by trauma, when we have these outdated beliefs and unresolved beliefs or just emotions and traumas, the fight can look like we are literally picking a fight or we're feeling like we had to fight back in a conversation. It may look like having a disgruntled, employee or a disgruntled customer, and then we fight back. Maybe we get angry or we respond in a way that is out of integrity. Then we feel guilt and shame later, and then that can spiral. And then sometimes our memory does not want to forgive that. We just kind of dwell on that, and it creates like a snowball effect when it goes unresolved. Now, going to the root cause, which I'm not going to go too deep into it, but going to the root cause helps alleviate these things in the present and in the future because we're resolving it at the root cause. Now, when we continue these habits and behaviors, we're just compounding those things. For the flight, what that might look like is in business, we might run from situations, we might run from very important decisions that we have to make, or maybe even things that we must face in order to be successful. So we might drop a project, we might maybe avoid looking at our finances or avoid having conversations with clients and maybe employees or key people that are part of our success or they're important for us to succeed rather. And then the fawning part might be that we put our clients or mentors above us and we create that separation instead of allowing the law of oneness to help us achieve our goals. And when we put ourselves below someone else, that does eat at our confidence, which makes us come across as incompetent. Lastly, the freeze. The freeze can look like us just not doing anything when it comes to our business. We get terrified, we don't show up, and that further perpetuates any kind of insecurities, overwhelm, or confusion, and gets us further away from our goals. All of these can also show up in our personal relationships. I can totally identify with the fight or flight. I remember before I was married, I had a lot of unresolved issues. I was not in the space I am now as far as my self-awareness, but I would pick fights. I would, you know, pick someone apart. I would push them away. And all of that was because I felt unworthy. And so it is so important if you want to have a successful business to go to the root cause of these things and heal them so that you can come out thriving and being able to make the impact through your business that you desire to make. All right, so let's go through some examples of distorted feminine energy, and then I will follow it up with divine feminine energy examples. And then the same thing for the masculine. So number one, a distorted feminine energy looks like you are waiting to be saved. So delays making crucial business decisions, hoping someone else will resolve these challenges for you. So you're looking for a savior that might be a mentor or a business coach. You're just looking for someone to face the demons. You know, you're wanting someone else to make the decision because you don't want to make the decision, or you're wanting someone else to support you because you're not willing to support and, you know, go all in yourself. The indicator is that there is consistent hesitation and dependency on others for answers and validation. Number two, a woman who is in her distorted energy needs to prove herself. So she can overcommit to projects or works beyond her capacity to show her worth. The indicator is that she's always busy, trying to outperform, feeling exhausted, and then never feeling fulfilled. When I learned about this, it really hit home. I could completely resonate, especially having a conditioned, undefined heart center and human design. It was a constant need to prove myself and do so much instead of being in my feminine and allowing myself to receive. One of the core values of the Profitable CEO Accelerator is helping women entrepreneurs harmonize their business and their personal life so that they can be in their sovereignty. It's not about working harder and pushing, but it's about working smarter and being efficient as well as effective. Delivering quality work is extremely important to me, but I also understand that it doesn't mean that quantity equals quality. Next, another distorted feminine energy looks like having weak personal boundaries. A woman in this energy allows clients or employees to overstep her limits, leading to overwork and a lack of personal time. An indicator is that she complains about feeling used or taken advantage of and has an inability to say no. Number four, saving others. A woman in this energy focuses more on helping others solve their problems at the expense of addressing her own business needs. I have seen this over and over again in women entrepreneurs that I've come across. And the indicator is that they're neglecting their business goals while being overly involved in fixing other people's issues. While I can go on and give you different examples of distorted feminine energy, I'm going to wrap up with this last one, which is external source of value. So she bases her self-worth on social media likes, client numbers, external validations, rather than internal accomplishments. I can totally resonate with this because I remember starting my business, I was always looking at who liked the post, who commented, how many views, and I finally had to just say, stop it, because it doesn't matter. What mattered was my ability to appreciate and love myself and create happiness from within. However, it is important to keep track of KPIs, but it's when you make it about your self-worth is when the problem arises. And the indicator for this energy is that her mood and self-esteem fluctuate based off of this external feedback. So yes, KPIs are important as long as you don't make it mean something about you or your self-worth. Now let's move on to divine feminine energy. What that looks like is that she has a desire for expansion and growth. So she starts her day by aligning her daily tasks with long-term goals, ensuring actions support broader objectives. The indicator is that she has regular strategic planning and a focus on future opportunities and innovations. Number two, a divine feminine energy looks like being absolute in your self-love and acceptance. She practices self-care and maintains work-life balance, recognizing her well-being is crucial for business success. An indicator is that she prioritizes personal health and hobbies. She speaks to herself with kindness and respect, and she takes time to rest. Next, the divine feminine energy is being happy to get vulnerable, authentic, and transparent. This woman shares challenges and uncertainties openly with prospects and clients, fostering a culture of trust. And to me, this is really about bridging any kind of gap or separation one may perceive. This is her practicing the law of oneness. An indicator of this energy is that she's open and honest in her communication. She's open to receiving constructive criticism because she knows that there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. Next, she trusts in the masculine to provide time, space, and resources. So this enables her to delegate tasks confidently, trusting her team or any key players in her business to handle responsibilities, allowing her more space to innovate. An indicator that a woman is in this energy is that she's effective in delegating. She doesn't micromanage, or there's minimal micromanagement, and she has significant time invested in creative and strategic tasks. This woman isn't afraid to invest in herself because she knows that she is the asset in her business, and prioritizing her ability to stay focused or activate her creativity and clarity is key to creating a successful business. And lastly, she loves to receive. She gracefully accepts help, compliments, and constructive feedback without deflecting or downplaying their significance. An indicator that a woman is in this energy is that she frequently expresses gratitude for the support and resources she receives and actively encourages and facilitates reciprocal exchange of value in her business relationships. That was a tongue twister. Let's move on to the distorted masculine energy because we have both energies within us. Number one, a distorted masculine energy is having a need for control. This person micromanages every aspect of her business, refusing to delegate tasks even when overwhelmed. An indicator that a woman is in this energy is that she experiences high stress levels, frustration when things don't go her way, and maybe just a repelling energy. Number two, she compensates lack of confidence by excessive action. So she launches new products or services without strategic planning and hoping that the quantity will make up for its quality. An indicator of this is rapid activities and launches with little preparation or follow through. Now, this is totally the distorted masculine because the masculine in its divine is strategic and methodical. As a human design generator that has four gate 11s, which is the gate of ideas, this is has been a major struggle for me, is that I have all these ideas, I'm multi-passionate, and I'm extremely well-informed, and I just have a lot of expertise in a lot of areas, and so this had been a big struggle until I just started focusing on one major offer, which is the Profitable CEO Accelerator, and then my passion project, which is the Manifestation Lab. Number three is over-delivering. A woman in this energy offers more in services or products than what is sustainable or profitable, fearing standard offerings are just not enough. An indicator is frequent discounts, excessive bonus, or unsustainable promises to clients. The next distorted masculine energy is being aggressive and dominating. A woman in this energy can be overly assertive to the point of aggression in negotiations. An indicator is repelling potential clients and collaborators. And lastly, pushes through to burnout. When a woman ignores the signs of physical and mental exhaustion to meet unrealistic goals or deadlines, she is in a distorted masculine energy. The indicators are constant tiredness, declining health, statements about feeling burnt out, but continuing to push through. Let's talk about what it looks like to be in your divine masculine energy. Number one, she brings strategy to expansion and growth. This woman implements efficient systems that support sustainable business growth, such as automating routine tasks. And if you know me, I love automation. An indicator is that she has clear workflows, regular process reviews, and operational improvements. This woman is not afraid of tech. In fact, she's not afraid of anything. And if she doesn't know something, she will go out and get the answers and become skillful in these areas. The next divine masculine energy is being brave in the face of challenge or change. She calmly assesses and adapts to unexpected market changes or internal challenges, making informed decisions without fear. An indicator of this woman is that she demonstrates resilience and communicates changes confidently. Number three, having high levels of self-responsibility and focus. She takes ownership of successes and failures, applying lessons learned to future decisions. That has been one of the biggest contributors to my growth, is allowing myself to fail and then see the lessons in those perceived failures. An indicator is that she's accountable to her actions and has consistent follow-through on commitments and focuses on goals. Number four, she aligns her personal will with the universal will. She makes decisions that are ecological. An indicator is that she engages in social responsibility and ethical business practices. And lastly, number five, she has fun and invites a stretching of experiences. She tries new approaches into new markets, viewing these as exciting opportunities rather than stressful moves. An indicator of this type of woman is that she's enthusiastic about new projects and she has a willingness to experiment. And she sees setbacks as a learning curve. In the world that we live in today, it is easy to think that business success is all about the strategy, but it has a lot to do with the way you take action, the way you implement that strategy. And before you even take action, behind that action is an emotion. And behind that emotion is a thought. And behind that thought is a belief system. And behind that belief system is an identity. It is how you perceive yourself. I firmly believe that in order to have success in your business, It's about getting back to knowing yourself, knowing your power, and knowing what you're capable of. But as long as we're giving away our power, then we're giving away our success. All right, that is all I have for you this week on this episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast. I truly hope that you join us inside either the Manifestation Lab, if you're looking for some clarity, if you're looking for something fun to get to know yourself and the best way to proceed in business and in life, or if you're ready to take ownership of your business and to take self-responsibility for your success, then join us inside the Profitable CEO Accelerator. All right, until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.